I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. The sustainability of Australian lamb and beef is being recognised with a refreshed certification program to help sell it to the world. Meat processor JBS is for the first time including its sustainability framework in its farm assurance program. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with JBS Southern Division Chief Operating Officer Sam McConnell.
The Great Southern Program's been running now for 10 years. It's a program that we're very proud of. We're passionate about producing the world's best grass-fed beef and lamb, and we're committed to doing so. So working in this space of sustainability and carbon is becoming more and more important. And when working with our customers, they're also pushing it back down the pipeline that, you know, in this industry, not just in the agriculture, but in all industries, we all need to get better in this space. So we decided to put some very good framework around our program and forming the seven pillars of the sustainability farm assurance, Great Southern Farm Assurance Program, and it would fit and work for everyone. Now, it's, you know, with vegetation, soil, water, livestock, pasture, people, and, you know, we're committing to planting 1 million trees, which is a lot of trees to get planted.
You're not wrong, and the support that you've got through this program and interest as well. I'm staggered to read that there's nearly 4,000 beef and lamb producers from New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania and South Australia, all part of it.
Yeah, no, it's a staggering number and a staggering number of quality producers. You know, the producers we work with are at the top end. They're committed to the program as well. Obviously, our current program is third-party audited, which is not something that's easy to get done, but we've committed to that. We make sure we pay for that for the producers as well, and we try and make it as easy as it can be because for the producers, but they've still got to be able to go through the process to become accredited. You know, with the sustainability, we didn't want to be buying carbon credits from other countries, international countries, where it's very easy to do it. We want to make sure we do it correctly in Australia. And on top of this, we'd also be doing work on our own properties that JBS has around its facilities and around the country.
So the Farm Assurance Program, there's a new certification logo that's going to be in use on all lamb and beef products. How important is that program? And I guess the work really begins now in getting consumers familiar with it and what it means.
Yeah, look, very good point. I mean, we had another Farm Assurance logo. It was time for a facelift. And to show more, we probably undervalued the importance of it. And I think now as we get producers working closer with end users, everyone wants to be working on the same page. So you've got to have trust, integrity, and, you know, transparency the whole way along the supply chain. And in that, then you've got good confidence comes out between all parties involved. And we're able to benchmark this by indexing it as well. You know, to me, if you don't put measurement around something, you can never improve. So we've made sure as part of the Farm Assured Program auditing that the sustainability criteria will now be part of that as well.
And how important is that going to be? Australia just signing a new trade agreement with the UK. How important is it going to be in an export space as well to ensure the world knows how sustainable our lamb and beef products are?
Yeah, very good question. You know, if you look at it, the UK and Europe are probably the leaders in this space. You know, they've been ahead of the world for some time. So critical for us. We do a lot of lamb to the UK at present. Our original Farm Assured program started because of business we're doing with retailers in the UK, and they demanded that. That's the bottom line you have to have to be able to sell to them. So on the journey that we've come on now over 10 years, I think it'll put us in a very strong position. You know, we could be looking, still getting finalised at the moment, the FTA, but we could be looking to ship, if everything lines up, to be able to ship beef as of May 2022, and which would be able to ship high-quality grass-fed beef and lamb there would be fantastic.
JBS Southern Division Chief Operating Officer Sam McConnell. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Monday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.